Hey there, it's Pete Mundo. Thanks so much, as always, for checking out this week's radio show. We flip it into podcast form, and we always ask you if you could, please leave us a rating, review, and subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. And if you do that and email me a screenshot of your rating and your review to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com, we'll get you a free Heartland College Sports koozie in the mail to keep your beer cold for the Big 12 tournament this weekend. Thanks so much, guys. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you soon. Well, of course, the Big 12 tournament underway here in Kansas City this week. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports Weekly, part of heartlandcollegesports.com. And I know a lot of Big 12 fans coming to town this week and getting ready for what should be a great week of basketball. And who better to welcome in than Drew Gooden, the guy, of course, a legend at KU and then 14 years in the NBA. He is going to be back in KC for a special event with Phillips 66. Drew, really appreciate you coming on in and joining us for a few minutes. First off, your first time back in KC in a long time, right? How does it feel to be getting ready to go back to town?
It feels great. I think even more just to be able to come back during this time where you have the Big 12 championship. And to be a part of that is even bigger. It's one thing just going to watch the tournament, and the next thing is actually being part of it as a player, as an employee, or just even as talent as they're bringing me in to, you know, kind of make my rounds. It's just a joy to just be involved with Phillips 66 in the Big 12 tournament once again.
Well, I know this is an important partnership for you, and it's a lot of good stuff you guys have going on. I've dealt with the Phillips 66 crew the past couple of years here in Kansas City. Top-notch, first-class group. And aside from the hoops, there's going to be a Slamulator at the Big 12 this year. So give me some insight, and for the fans, what's going to be happening? What's that all about?
Well, this is going to be probably one of the coolest things, if not KU winning the tournament, actually. But, yeah. But it's what I've been hearing is it's a simulator, a dunk simulator that's going to be called the Slamulator, where it's given the opportunity for kids of all ages, even adults of all ages, shapes, sizes, what have you, the first experience and the opportunity of actually dunking a basketball. And with the computer science and technology out there and software, they invented a Slamulator that will be able to provide that experience for all people, which I think is cool because ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to dunk, and that always been a goal of mine. And, Pete, I don't know if it's been a goal of yours, I'm not giving you enough credit. Maybe you can already dunk. I don't know. But if you can't, it would be great to head out there and come check out that Slamulator. I'm going to be involved with that. I'm looking forward to be there and actually get a couple of dunks in myself. You know, it's been a couple years since my last in-game dunk, so I'm going to have to test my bounce and my vertical too. But I think it's cool and I think it's an attraction around the tournament to give kids and, like I said, adults that experience. And then also you can download. They'll be able to provide a footage, a download for you to be able to share over social media networks and also through text messages through friends of your actual dunk. So I think that's cool, too, not actually the experience, but even to show it and showcase it through social media. So I think it's going to be a cool event.
Yeah, you know, Drew, my I would be great on like a, I don't know, 7-foot rim. I could really crush it there. 10-footer, I would probably need a little bit of help. So that's just my two cents. And just so you all have the information, Slamulator, Phillips 66 Slamulator hours, Wednesday, March 13th, 4 to 7 p.m., Thursday, March 14th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, March 15th, 2 to 7 p.m., Saturday, March 16th, 1 to 5 p.m. Being joined by Drew Gooden, of course, 14-year NBA pro, also a legend at KU, back in town this week for the Big 12 tournament, part of a partnership with Phillips 66. Well, Drew, you know, when you were playing in the Big 12 tournament, it was at the old Kemper Arena. Now it's at the Sprint Center, which is, I don't know if you've been back to the area since, but it's first class. Power and Light District is fantastic. It's just a really fun time and a good place to be. When you think back to your time at KU playing in this Big 12 tournament, are there certain memories that you have that still stick out? Is it more of a broader picture? What do you think back to?
I always think about, I knew the night before our actual game, and Roy Williams would take us to this restaurant called the Majestic Steakhouse, and it was an awesome steakhouse.
I live about two blocks away. Great spot.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, a lot of listeners won't know it, but I know it very well. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is probably one of the top restaurants, one of my favorite restaurants in Kansas City. And so my biggest memories, most memorable moments of the Big 12 tournament was eating at that restaurant the night before we were going to play, and then going out to actually play in the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. So it was like a staple that every year we'll go eat at the Majestic restaurant. So guess where I'm going to eat tomorrow night?
There you go. I love that. You're going to be back at the Majestic. There you go. That's great. That's fantastic.
Thank you. There you go.
Drew Gooden joining us.
And, you know, and that's just one of the memories leading up to it. And then actually playing in a tournament. When I was there in 3 years, and people might not realize this, we never won the championship, the Big 12 tournament championship. We always fell short. But I think it prepared us, even if we did not win the championship, I feel like it prepared us going in to the tournament. And the other thing I always remember about the Big 12 tournament, that after it was over, win or lose, we would all go up as a team in a suite and watch Selection Show Sunday.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Drew, you spent 4 years. So, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. That was
I was going to follow up and say, you know, you were a four-year college player, 14 years in the NBA. You know, to me, I watch both the NBA, I watch college, but there's something just special about college, about this time of year, tournament week, Selection Sunday into March Madness. When you think back to the NBA and, of course, college, listen, the NBA paycheck, you know, I know you can't beat it, especially these days, but how do you compare the differences in the two sports, the differences in playing as, you know, a young man versus with adults, with families? How do you contrast the NBA and college in the best way possible?
Well, there's just a handful of guys that get the opportunity to play at the next level after, you know, playing college basketball. And with that being said, what were we playing for? We were playing for each other. We were playing for an education. We were playing to win basketball games in college. It wasn't for the money. I think it was more for the experience and the brotherhood. Now, take that up another notch. When I did have the opportunity to get to the NBA, money was involved, but you still kind of shared those same experiences in the NBA as well, the brotherhood, going out to compete and win ball games. You're just getting paid a lot more money to do so now. And that money aspect could probably separate the fine line of people that are playing it for the love of the game or they're playing it for the money. So I think the difference between college and basketball, I think it's just more passion, more blood, sweat, and tears put in a basketball game on the college side than in the NBA.
Drew Gooden's joining us. He's partnered with Phillips 66. The Slamulator is going to be taking place outside the Big 12 tournament on Thursday here in Kansas City. Drew, last thing for you here, I want to just touch on, if we could, the NBA, your time there. You spent, what, 4 or 5 years playing with LeBron? Now he's out in L.A. Things aren't going so well. What do you think? Did he make a mistake with that move? Do you think it was the right move for him? What do you make of the landscape of what's going on with LeBron and the NBA in general?
I think everybody wants to set their retirement or the way they want to walk away from anything, whether it's a job, whether it's the NBA. You're going to set yourself up for the transition. And I think with LeBron James and him coming out with all the movies, being executive producer of all these new shows that are coming out, his wheelhouse after basketball will be in the Los Angeles area and that demographic. So I think from a standpoint of transition of life after basketball, I think it was the exact correct move for LeBron James to make. But with that being said, now you're having to go out and play basketball and win basketball games, because ultimately that's what you're being paid to do in L.A. Mm-hmm. And I think this year with him going down with that injury really hurt not only himself but the team. And the reason why I'm saying is because LeBron James has not missed a playoff series since my first year in Cleveland. Our first year together was the first year we missed the playoffs. And it was the last year for LeBron James to miss it. I believe this was 2004-2005 season. Mm-hmm. So, but that being said, for him to have played for multiple teams, multiple teammates, multiple coaches, and this is the first time him not even making the playoffs, and we knew that he was borderline there without that injury, I still think he had an unbelievable season. I mean, listen, his stats are still there. It's 25-plus a game, 7-plus assists, 7-plus rebounds. The stats have not fell off. Now, I just think it's a new environment for LeBron. He will have to get used to not only playing basketball games, but cameras following you after the basketball games. And I think it's a little adjustment there for him and a bigger media market. But I think with this year being his first year, it's going to be a learning experience. I think he's going to sweep this under the rug and be that much better next year.
Well, he's Drew Gooden. Fantastic insight from him. Of course, a legend at KU. 14 years in the NBA. He's partnered with Phillips 66 this week. They got the Slamulator. Say that one 10 times in a row. Well, you can go see and hang out with Drew Gooden at the Phillips 66 Slamulator outside the Sprint Center Wednesday, March 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. Thursday, March 14th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, March 15th, 2 to 7 p.m. And Saturday, March 16th, 1 to 5 p.m. Drew, great stuff, man. Really appreciate a few minutes. And enjoy your time in KC and with Phillips 66.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much to Drew Gooden for a few minutes of his time right here on Heartland College Sports Weekly, part of heartlandcollegesports.com. Once again, rate, review, subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Podcast has taken off. Of course, we're also on several radio stations in four different states. Leave us a rating and a review, Pete Mundo at heartlandcollegesports.com. Email me that, and I'll get you the free koozie in the mail. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.